what lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag. Brown bag
is the best in here, brown bag pie.
This is the Brown Bag Podcast, episode 122.
Oh,
powered by The Watch, and we got our primos, the tallest of all talls, Latinos in world history. La plática en esma, bugger.
Yeah! Damn.
Let's get down!
Long overdue.
I'm kidding.
See, I told you. I'm so excited to be here. First of all, thank you guys for having Josh and myself. We really appreciate you guys. We really appreciate you guys. We're really big fans of you guys. And it's honestly surreal for Josh and myself to be at Brown Bag.
Say that again. You're a fan?
I'm a big fan.
We're both fans.
I'm a big fan. Yeah. Big fan. Big fan.
Okay.
We got nothing but love for every single one of you guys. Yeah. And first time meeting Letty. I've met Andrew already. Who knows? Yeah. Vic, I met at the Fuerza Regida concert.
Yeah.
You know, I was kind of fucking in a different world probably at that time. But I remember you.
Yes.
So
yes,
I was glad to meet you. And we're very excited to be
here.
Thank you guys once again.
Wow. Thank you guys for coming.
Yeah.
And thank you, Duno, for making this happen.
Come on now.
Oh, it was Duno?
Yeah. These are the guys right here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so you guys didn't want us to be on here other than Duno?
And okay. Big
These fools are the ultimate busy fools of all time. Mm-hmm. These fools are like opening up at Walmart. They're opening up Walmart. They're like
opening up Walmart.
Target. Get it right. It's Target.
Target. These fools are getting married.
Oh, Target and Walmart.
Target and Walmart.
I was trying to make sure Target got
Target
left in.
Walmart.
Come on.
We nationwide, baby.
Hey, Josh, you're coming at me? And I was just, Sebas was my only Target.
I'm a silent sniper.
Now I'm a
silent
American sniper. Yeah, these fools go skiing, get drunk, have boy trips. Like, these fools are like.
That sounds like you. Were you invited? Did you guys invite him?
No.
Oh, he's not the boy.
No. Oh. He's definitely the boy.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay. So we start off every podcast now with Sombra Sala. And Sombra Sala is Angie's gossip report. And
Angie. I'm into it.
It's kind of like you guys with Shadi Bae.
It's like Shade Room,
but just
Sombra
more advanced.
Sala.
Okay.
Nice.
What?
They're OnlyFans? With Shadi Bae? Because she's starting
she's
one.
Starting an
Supposedly she's starting one. Yeah, we didn't know that until she came on.
Yeah.
Oh, she told you guys.
She brought it up. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, but wow. I'm not talking about that though.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I was gonna talk about because I thought we were cool and I thought we were friends.
We are.
And I thought that you guys were invited to the live that we had on December. Oh, our live show.
Oh yeah. Congratulations, by the way. It looked insanely dope.
You thought that we were invited.
It looked so.
You guys were invited.
Like no, yeah,
and you guys didn't come.
Like, no, we were.
Yeah,
I didn't get that. Why are you guys? When you guys text him, doesn't mean you're texting me.
Yeah.
We're not a package deal.
Not because somebody told us that he was your boss or something like that. I'm not too sure what was like the rundown. Like
not me. That's how it started. No.
No, I didn't get no text. I didn't get invited to this. I didn't know the call time.
Who was it?
I didn't get the call.
No,
I didn't get no call sheet.
No, I think Duno's invited us. Everybody invited us.
I definitely told this fool to put it up, but. They were, I'm telling you, they're like getting married.
They had
married.
Something to do, yeah.
They're probably
no, I couldn't go or else I would definitely be there.
Yeah.
It looked amazing. The turnout looked insane. Honestly, that's
you guys should try it.
Yeah.
Like the next day you guys wake up, like, what do you guys even think about? Like, that's a lot to take in. Dude, that's so cool.
How do you even sleep
like
that night?
And on, like, around that time.
Yeah, Chris.
It's like socially drained. Like, yeah, that's the way I feel the next day.
Yeah.
They're drunk. They're interviewing us. They're
also,
flipping it. Okay.
Also drunk. Also very, like, dehydrated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it looked amazing. I mean, the first thing I noticed was that what you guys were wearing, and I feel like you guys' fits were, like, so fucking cool.
You're so fool, you are being like all sarcastic.
He's not lying. My
nothing that
my
what? What the? He's lying on y'all, but not me.
No, I swear.
Your carita says it all.
You like, can never tell if Sebas is being sarcastic or serious. That's why I just
think
don't.
You had that conversation on your pod, you can't tell.
Like,
you get that about you?
He's just one big joke. He's just one big joke.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, when I first met this fool, he was like throwing little indirects. I was like, oh, this is what we're doing here.
Yeah. Little liminals?
Bring it on, motherfucker.
No, not at all. Yeah,
the next day is Christmas. Was Christmas?
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
So it's just right into family time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then I know that like you were busy. A lot of people were busy. So we're thinking of this year when we do the December show, and for you guys watching and listening, we're gonna do towards the beginning of December, so that everyone can get their plans out of the way and like not have to do it right before Christmas. Right.
Man, but the fact that all those people went right before Christmas, that says a lot.
Yeah,
that's why I couldn't go because my
home's not broken.
My wife's
okay. We have broken homes. That's why we have plenty.
My wife's family lives kind of far, so we went there the day prior or something like that.
Oh, that's smart. That's smart.
Oh, you got married in your 30s?
What was that?
I thought you're married in your 30s.
Yeah, I got married at 32.
That's smart.
Is that bad?
Well, I'm not married yet. It's okay.
Wait, how old are you, Vic?
31.
Oh, you're 31? Okay. Yeah, yeah. Bro, I'm 33. We good. I'm 34.
You're 34,
yeah.
Dog.
Yeah, but yeah. You're in love. You're happy. The homie hasn't been in love and happy in a very long time.
I'm in love and happy every 2 months.
Oh, that's good.
I'm always in love and happy.
Are you a serial monogamous?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
There's worse things to be, though.
Serial what?
You know what I'm saying?
Serial monogamous. That means like he has that person, but it's a lot of that person. That's what I told him. He likes like the honeymoon of the relationship.
The highs.
But once it gets real, then he's like, oh my God.
Once it's low, give me the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
What in your mind makes it feel low, though? Like, what's that first hint that you get that's like, man, this shit's low?
Do you get bored?
Sometimes it's boredom. Sometimes it's like pressure, right? Like, even when I don't get bored, it's like, damn, I got to take care of this girl. Like, I start to feel that way. Because that's my, not that they need taking care of. No, but it's just in me. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, like, I have a son, right? So it's like, this is going to either get serious or we're just going to drop it.
Got it.
You know? Yeah. So it's like, if it's not going to get serious, I'm like, fucking just move on.
Well, damn, Vic, you might be breaking a lot of girls' hearts too, because they're going to fall in love with you and then you're like, actually, never mind.
Eddie loves this.
That happens.
Yeah. That happens, right? Because I'm assuming not every girl is, you know, wrong for you.
But he gets broken with that too. Like, I don't think he's like coming out of it cold hearted. You go through it as well.
Yeah, yeah. And then I cycle, and then I get into another one, and then it just like. No.
Do you feel like you're just like filling that void with the next person?
Come on, Josh, talk to me.
It can be like
God.
That, for sure.
It's like therapy right now.
It's like that, because there'll be some times where I'm like, dude, I'm having such a great time with like so and so.
Yeah.
And then I like wake up and like. Have a dream about the last girl.
No
like,
way.
Damn.
What?
But then it's like, I don't want to text her.
Shit.
My question is,
I don't want to like hit her up because I was like, nah, I'm going to go back down that path. And I'm going to like lose.
Do you get this feeling after you have sex with them?
Cool. Yeah.
So what about if you don't have sex with them?
I haven't tried that.
Try it.
Okay, that's your problem, baby.
I like this just because he's around people like Duno that are also like
look at
with
Duno's
the bullshit.
Face right now.
But Duno's young. Duno's 23, right?
Yeah.
So he holds Vic to his standard. And like Vic needs this type of influence of men that are in relationships that are serious, that are in that lane. Yeah. So that he can feel that as well. Cause otherwise it's just me, the one that's married, but it's like no one listens
but
to
girls. But I do like aspire, like when I see like you were with your girl like what, 13, 14 years?
Yeah. A long time.
That's I'm like, dude, how do people do that? Like, and I genuinely I'm not like making fun, like I genuinely want to know
because
I haven't been able to achieve.
Okay, so I have a question. Mm-hmm. As like you guys are in your 30s, grown man, businesses, all that, right?
Yeah.
I know a lot of Vic's friends, and there are a lot of them are 2-3 years apart from me. You think Vic maybe needs to change his friend group to adjust to like, because me and my homies, we're all the same age, so I wanted, like, I'm over the homie dinner a little bit.
Yeah.
He's about to hit 30. He's like,
you're over him?
He's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like gifting his girls refrigerators. Yeah. Like, bro, that's just too much.
Yeah. It's serious. It gets serious at our age.
Refrigerator.
Yeah.
Too practical. It's not a mombuchon. No.
So, like, do you feel like Vic maybe needs to change his surroundings a little bit, kind of adjust to like maybe going on cabin trip with just the boys and maybe not inviting.
I should cut off my home.
Honestly, straight up, bro, for sure. Show me who your friends are, and I'll show you who you are. It's like that.
I agree 100%. And then I have
so they cut off Big Swift.
So tell him right now.
I've tried. No, just kidding.
I definitely think it would help.
It would,
but I don't think it's the main like problem.
No, I agree.
Yeah, of course.
And like I have like my friends Dom and like Primo that are my age and a little bit older. And I look to them, they're in successful relationships and like Primo's married and you know, now has like 2 kids. So I look at them, I'm like, that's possible. You know, obviously they've been together a long time and stuff. But like when I hang out with them, I definitely feel that like I need to like
conversations are different, input is different.
But I mean, only do this if that's what you want though. If you live in your life and you being if you being happy and you like what you're doing, keep on doing that shit.
No, it gets it's been fun. It's been fun. But it gets to a point where it's
that's
like,
what I'm saying. If that's what you want to do, okay, then do these steps maybe.
Yeah.
But if that's if you live in life, then whatever, like do your thing. Yeah. I mean, you look happy. To me,
overall, I think you're happy, but I think you're searching for more.
But I do, it's like, dude, like, this is the beginning of my 30s, but like, I don't want to be the same in the same boat as when I'm in the end of my
30s. Bro, you gotta make those changes now, exactly.
Yeah, especially when you're
starting.
When
you're
in your 30s,
been going to the gym.
Especially when you're in your 30s, life goes like that, and it starts to get scary.
Yeah.
You're like, shit, I don't got time for like fucking bullshit and
no chit chat.
I told Angie too, because so she has a boyfriend for like a year, right?
We tell her to get pregnant.
And so,
chill.
We tell her to get pregnant.
You're not one to talk right now.
I said, we tell her to get pregnant.
My body, my choice.
Yeah, Vic.
All right.
Leave her alone.
Jeez.
Damn.
And for nobody to
I didn't
want to
say I wanted to get you pregnant. Your stomach like, or nothing,
but damn,
we're turning
ew.
Them on each other. Yeah. Bro. Our plans
no,
work.
No, this is a solitary. This is solitary. We stay together. I'm telling you, yeah, broken homes. Yeah. Yeah. Even we should leave, we don't.
Yeah.
So I was telling Angie, like, are you guys thinking about marriage? And she's like, no, like, we got to date for a long time. I'm like, that's like the 20-year-old stuff. And granted, yeah, like, you could do that in your 30s, but I'm like, you got to math it out.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to wait 5 years for him to propose to you, then a couple more years for you guys to have a kid, then at 40-something, you're taking a kid to kindergarten. Like, you got to think about that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not really thinking, like, I'm in the same boat as well. It's not even thinking about yourself anymore. Yeah. Like, if I want kids, you got to think about your future kid and how he or she is going to be with you later in their lives.
Even the grandparents, and not to, like, put that pressure
on
the grandparent.
That's a good point.
Yeah. But they're saying, like, our children are, like, the millennial children, not mine, because I had a baby when I was a teenager. But our age group children, if we have them right now, they're going to have the least connection with grandparents because a lot of them are passing away because a lot of us will choose career or wait on later in life to have kids. Not that that's good or bad, but also you got to see, like, what that's not going to give you. Think of your memories with your abuelitos. Dude, like, some of the best.
Are so important.
Yeah. We're all missing out on that.
Yeah.
I mean, and if we really think about it, the lives that we have with our with our parents and our grandpas and our tios and all that stuff, we have that only because our parents had us when they were like 19, 20.
Yeah,
we're already past that.
Yeah. Right?
We're already past that. My mom had me at 32.
Yeah.
So it's different. So I think about my mom as a grandma because I want her to meet her grandkids.
Really?
That's what affects me.
And that's a trip because I'm assuming you're like in your 30s. So it's like one of those things to where you really think about.
You time it out.
But you know what? Like, I always admire how much people love their grandparents.
Yeah.
It like trips me out, like,
dude,
you love your grandma that like
that?
I never met any of
them. Yes, you did.
I met, but what I'm saying
is
no connection. There was no like.
Juventud? He didn't know his grandma's name.
Juven, who?
Yeah.
Juventina.
Ruben? Juventina. But I met her and she was like racist towards like lighter Mexicans than like more Mexicans. She was wild. But what I'm saying is like. But she was cool. But like.
Yeah.
Like.
You didn't have that connection with her.
Oh, fool. Like, I wasn't really crying when she died. You know, I felt bad for my mom. I gave her, like, a little hug, patted her in the back, and I was like, you deal with this. Like,
well, because you didn't have that connection.
Breed. Yeah.
No. But then my cousins in Mexico were, like,
devastated.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because
I'm like, she woke up every day and made you what?
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, that is amazing. But I think about that now. People go like, bro, you're in your time. I'm like, I'm in the time where I don't want kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a homie.
But
you know what, though? Seeing all my homies' kids grow up together is dope.
Kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. Like, them fools are like, they're going to the same preschools. They're hanging out. They're having play. Like, I'm not hanging out with my homies when they're having play dates with the other homies. Like, I don't have no kids to watch. I'm not going to go chase nobody up the jungle bars and down the slides
and that's cool.
Incredible pizza. Like, I'm cool with that. Like,
if it happens naturally like that, that's super beautiful. Because I had a kid super, well, like, young to me. I was 21. So it's like, none of my friends were having kids at that time. And then still, like, I don't have many dad friends. And if I do, they're all babies. Like, they all have babies, and, like, I'm the only one.
I was
going
to say, they were terrible dads. They're terrible dads.
No.
Imagine. Josh, are you the youngest or in your sibling? Or do you have
my situation is a little complicated. I'm, like, a total of seven. Family? Seven, yeah. Blended
family. Seven?
Seven of us. I'm, like, kind of in the middle. Like, I have a sister who's, like, 2 months apart from me.
Oh.
Who's older than me. Yeah.
So it's
my dad got around.
Yeah, shout out your pops. For real.
But your mom was 32 when she had you.
Yes, and I was her first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My dad, I think he was in his 30s, too, and this would trip me out. Like, I'm the youngest, but I remember crying, like, oh, my God, all my siblings are going to have more time with him than I'm going to have. Because he was late, like, 36 or something when he had me. And I'm like, I constantly think of that. Yeah. And 30 is nothing now.
Yes.
No,
like,
no,
now
like,
is like a good
there.
Age
yeah,
to
yeah.
have kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
when I was at home, like, oh my God, my sister has more time with him and my brother has more time with him. I was in my
adorable.
Little existential crisis of time with my dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But
I mean, that's a good way to look at it, though, right? Because you treasure the times that you're with him. Yeah. Even more.
And shout out moms.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have a sister 2 months older than you?
Younger. She was born in October. I was born in December. Wow. That's how that's how my mom found out that my dad was cheating on her.
Because of you.
Because of her.
Are you, do you blame her?
Damn.
Do I blame the other girl? A little bit. I'm a little bitter. Imagine, just hold that.
But you have a relationship with her.
No, I have a great relationship with her. I'm like super cool with her. Yeah, yeah.
You said it's not Lou every month?
All the time, bro. Yeah, she's on my PR.
She's on the PR.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's not friends and family, it's PR.
It's just PR.
It did for you. Yeah, she gets
the family discount.
Yeah. Please make sure to tag us.
That's amazing, bro. Well, Angie, you want to tell us about Summer Salam?
It was that. Summer Salam. Why didn't you guys come to the live? That was my thing. And why didn't you tell him?
I didn't know at all.
Yeah, por qué?
I promise you.
So we could have had half of La Platica there.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Yeah,
because I would have showed up for sure.
No, yeah, I sincerely apologize. That was my fault.
And for not telling me. Apologize to me for not telling
you. Are trained.
Yeah,
you are really good at being like media trained, all of that.
Well, yeah, you're famous.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's just, you know, I made a mistake and I sincerely apologize. and for people who I actually care about, I will sincerely apologize.
Wow.
Bro, how do you do it, Judge?
He's good. No, he's good. He got me. I'm like, you know what? I forgive him.
Hey, 14 years.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the secret.
Yes.
No, we owe you guys, honestly, big time.
It's okay. We have something coming in the summer.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Yeah. Let us be a part of
free
it.
Free, just don't charge it. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. So we have this subject, this topic, this thing that we do. Carne Asada Nino Rival is essentially fuck, marry, kill. We set up Shout Out Letty. We just made it a fight.
It's Carne Asada what?
Carne Asada Nino Rival.
So which of these three things would you want to go to the Carne Asada? You're invited to the Carne Asada.
Be a Nino.
Who you want to be your Nino and who's your rival?
Okay.
But. So we have already one set up for you guys, but you don't throw a little curveball.
Yeah.
Choose between me, Letty, and Vic. Carne Asada, Nino Rival.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
go.
Oh, like choose you guys right now?
Yeah.
So Sebas, Carne Asada, Nino Rival, Letty, Duno, Vic.
Okay.
And Josh, think about
it. Yeah, I got it.
Nino?
This guy. Nino?
Nino?
Baby?
Yo, nobody picks me as Nino. Fuck yeah.
You were my Nino pick,
fuck
too.
Yeah, you were my Nino pick, too. Let's go.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Let's
bro,
go.
Bro, you can't even keep a freaking relationship. That's not,
with yeah, women. Like my Ninos. Nino.
Hell yeah.
Carne Asada. And rival.
Really?
My switch.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
My switch.
You want to fight her?
Bro. No, I don't want to fight her.
I'm up.
Yeah, just up.
You know what's crazy?
Just want to make it fun.
No one ever, the things you guys have chosen, never happened.
That's a curveball for sure. I'm always rival.
Wait, Nino and Carne Asada.
Well, that's good then.
I'm always rival.
That's good then.
Yeah. You're not going to get any Domingo, but.
Not the Domingo.
Got a raise.
As he raises his glasses,
I got a raise.
Can you confirm?
I am confirming that didn't happen. At least not
at the station. Letty's like, do we work at the same place? You might do the midday.
No, I don't. Why does it happen? I just feel like they're so lovable. You know, like they're so like warm and cuddly, and like just so people love them so much.
You feel like you don't get that energy.
Am I missing another part of Vic that I don't know?
It's not that I don't. It's just that sometimes, like you know, when you have like three kids, like you can't love the third one as much. That's just how I feel.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't happen with me. It doesn't
happen
with me.
That was fucking deep.
Yeah, it doesn't happen with me though. Like, cause I'm like the oldest, so they love me the most. But like, I would imagine that's how it would feel.
Do you know why do you think they choose him as rival?
I'm very cool.
Yeah.
Like super.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. You are.
And like, okay, so I have, so I connect with women. Letty gives very like older, like Letty might tell you like, all right, for you could hit this blunt, but like in the back.
Keep it on the low.
Like, I'm saying like cool vibes in a sense to where like, and Letty's rich. So I would want her to be like
Nina. Yeah, she gets extra points.
Got it.
And she's like the Nina, she picks you up. She's not gonna be bumping like, some like weak ass shit. She might be bumping a whole Kendrick album.
Or Javi.
I can see that.
So Letty's usually like, all my homies are like, oh, Letty's like, they're in love with Letty.
Yeah, you know,
she gives
they're
you
in
like.
They're in love with their Nina?
They're in love with their Nina. Sick ass Mississippi ass. But you know, Letty, and then Vic's kind of like, oh, yeah, that's a homie. Like, that's
cool.
Or it's like, I could take him because it's rival.
Yeah.
Like, Josh, you could take him.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, right.
Why is it not
people? Yeah, I had to answer, man.
Jesus,
yeah,
probably. Jesus, we're working extra hard this week at the gym.
We both picked them as Nino.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we were able to switch it up this time.
Yeah, well, I think that was more about how you guys kind of found out about his like emotional damage.
Exactly.
Yeah, a quick hit of that. That's why. Otherwise,
well, we still have another one: Tapatío, Cholula, and Yucateco.
a hot sauce.
Hot sauce vibes. You know what I'm saying? Hot sauce vibes. Carne asada, Nino rival.
Okay.
I see you guys go.
So pick which hot sauces you guys are?
No.
Just like your favorite.
No, like the same game. Like the
like. Which hot sauce would you have at the carne asada? Which hot sauce would you have as a Nino? And which hot sauce would you have as a rival? I don't think we did good at
these. Yucateco, Tapatio, or Cholula?
Yeah, those three.
Okay, Cholula to me is like low-key trash. So I would have that rival. As rival.
Yeah.
At the carne asada, only because I look out for others. Tapatio, that's kind of like the general pick for everybody. Mm. And then the Nino, I would give it to Yucateco because that's for a special breed, which is my favorite, to be honest.
I'm gonna back him up on that. I agree with that. That was a solid choice of us.
Yucateco, that's the black salsa, right?
No, they have like 30 flavors.
Super bomb.
It's the one with the little...
They're little bird, bottles. Right? No, is it a little bird?
I think it is, yeah. Yeah, it is a bird. Yeah.
All right, let me go because this shit blew my mind because I'm a huge Cholula guy.
Really?
I love it.
Oh,
you must be a huge Denny's guy then.
I'd rather have Tabasco over Cholula.
Listen, oh, no way.
For real.
Listen to me. Or you know what? I like white people sauce. Like, I love Red Rooster.
What?
Red Rooster's good. But bad, I would go Tapatio as my Nino.
Okay.
I feel like you can't go wrong. You can eat everything. Hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
A quesadilla.
Some eggs.
And even like some popcorn. Pizza. Everything. Cholula, I'm gonna probably go carne asada and Yucateco. I never even tried that shit before.
You need to get
Yucateco is literally top tier hot sauce. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Top tier.
I've never had that.
That's crazy.
He's from Yucateco.
Shout out Jorge. I was like, Jorge likes Yucateco.
No, I only do Yucateco.
Just straight up born there.
Go ahead, Vic.
All right, I'm gonna say Tapatio carne asada. No, wait. Tapatio Nino. Because I heard the guy that owns Tapatio, I think he lives in Downey or something like that.
I think so.
Everybody,
so
shout out, you know,
I know,
hometown.
Really.
Yeah. The Brown Beverly Hills.
It's like rehab.
Yeah, and then Cholula carne asada, because it's like some people like it, some people don't. I'm going to say Yucateco as the rival, only because I can't remember the taste right now. It's I don't know exactly.
Should have brought a bottle.
Young guy.
Is it really spicy or something?
They have different levels.
Like there's
different flavors. Yeah. Levels I've of never spices, had, all that.
Never seen
it's spicy. It's spicy.
You never had it? It's not just one, like Tapatio. Like, it's a whole brand.
You choose your favorite one.
Yeah.
Like, I have the carne version.
Ew. That's gross. My husband's from, his family's from Yucatan and from DF, so we're being gross.
Oh, nice.
That's what it was.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. Oh, seg, nice.
Segs. Okay. Yucateco, Nino. Tapatio, carne asada. Because I like Tapatio with ceviche.
Yeah.
And I love ceviche at the carne asada.
And you can't do that with Cholula.
No, and then not Cholula, at all. I feel like I could take her.
The little lady in the bottle?
Yeah. I'm like,
fuck her up.
Yeah. No, I'm not hating on Cholula. It's good hot sauce. It's just not something that I'm going to.
It's not spicy.
It's not something. Like, if I have it at my house, I feel like the homies are going to roast me for having this shit.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah.
Do you? Oh, actually, this is perfect. Because I even, like, I got up on you because of your and Karen's video eating the hot chip.
I think it was,
I'm wondering if it was that one.
Yeah, probably.
I showed it to you.
Yeah, it was.
And it was funny because that's the same video you showed her, like, the Satanás cumbia.
Yeah.
Satanás.
¿Dónde estás?
But you guys were having the worst, no, they were having the worst time because ate the chip.
Yeah, that shit's terrible.
But to me,
it's so bad.
And, like, that was before this podcast existed. That might have been, like, 2018, 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a while
But to me, and even, like.
You saw that video back then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sick.
And
to me.
And even seeing that, I saw, like, when people say we see ourselves there, in the beauty influencer world, I saw us with that video, like, you guys being a couple, being Hispanic, and, like, low-key se te sale más when you're, like, enchilado.
Yeah.
So, like, the Satanás part, it was really, like, to me, I'm like, that's so dope. I really
love
this guy.
Because me being the person who, like, does the editing being in the video, when I put, like, for example, the Satanás song, nobody knows about that song. Only if you're, like, super tapped in.
Yeah.
Like, right? There's a certain type of, like, like, Latino, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that, like, and you know, now you got to, like, back everything up that you say about Latinos. But,
yeah.
but no, you know what I mean, right? Like, you got to be really, like, if you know, you know stuff. So when I put those kind of songs, I'm like, first of all, just hearing it sounds cool. And if you don't know, you're probably going to say, oh, what song is that?
Yeah.
But I really do those things for people like yourself that heard it and, like, you know,
like that
thought about
hit.
Something. It hit. So you know, so you saying that right now, that's dope to me.
No, I'm serious. Aww. And I showed the guys all. See?
Yeah, we are friends.
You changed your answer now?
Yeah, huh? I was your first man in this shit.
Hold on, right now that I'm thinking about it. This is like seeing you guys together. You're like the Josh. You guys are like white, and then Andrew dark, like Seba.
I'm dark.
And Duno, me and Duno are light.
No, don't.
Yeah, hey, and his grandma's the one that was racist towards lighter skin.
Yeah, yeah.
Darker skin. No. And him kiss his way. Because look at that. Look at you and Vic.
We're another version of that.
Oh my God. Are we all different versions of each other?
Yeah. Hey, oh my God. Hold on. Wait, is that JLP?
People call me JLP.
No, people call them JLP.
Honestly, it's funny and we laugh about it, but it really is kind of like that. I really do believe that life kind of happens that way, that, you know, we all here, we're all sitting down. We love these similarities, you know, and we grow up with these similarities, and then we just kind of start doing it.
You find each other.
I mean, and, you know, we kind of, people that, you know, love doing the same thing kind of end up, you know, meeting.
Yeah. I got tripped out when I found out you guys are from the 562.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're a Norwalkian and you're from Cerritos?
Cerritos.
Like, you're Norwalkian. Just
like, I know. I heard that. I'm like, what?
Norwalkian. Sounds like a fucking hockey team.
But you've never heard that before?
I've never heard that.
No?
No.
I have a lot of homies from Norway. I just call them
Norwalkians. And they're Norwalkians?
I don't know. That's
kind of dope.
Maybe I made that up. I'm not sure.
562?
Yeah, so I don't like to like super, super duper claim it because I moved out when I was 15. So I'm also from the IE. So I'm 951 as well.
No way.
Yeah, so I'm a mix of 562 and 951. So I never want to like not claim 951 because I am.
Yeah.
But now
I still bought that.
But where's home base now? Like, I mean, not where you live, but
so,
like.
So I was about to say, so now I'm like working on my 818. So I'm from the valley. I'm from the valley. So you can sell them, you know. I'm super well mixed in Southern California.
So your favorite artist is Little Cuete and Self Provoke.
No, not Little Cuete, Delinquent Habits.
Delinquent Habits.
Yeah, like that's I said, there's cut. A certain Latino who's tapped
that
in,
gets it.
And that is myself.
Norwalk Records.
Hence my jacket. Yeah.
Like, imagine he used to try to put Delinquent Habits into Karen's videos of her doing her makeup.
I would. I definitely would.
Babe, somebody said they didn't like the words in this edit.
Why did you put Mr. Night Owl in here?
No, I would.
You were doing a shady eyeshadow.
I would, but unfortunately, we wouldn't get paid. So
yeah.
I got royalty free music.
Come on, smart editor.
I'm not mad at you, Pabs.
Okay. Speaking of like us finding each other because of all the similarities, we want to talk about you guys when you were finding yourselves. So we have a segment called Explain This, okay?
Okay,
love that.
And we're gonna show you something, and then you gotta explain it. Let's go with Josh first.
All right, let's get it.
Maximo, you're looking.
Dang, there's fucking links, bro.
Oh shit.
Okay. Please, Josh.
Okay.
And back is challenge full, but I can't do this shit alone, homie.
Okay.
I need a good friend of mine.
What year was this?
I want to say this is probably.
Wait, this is you?
No,
this is
not me.
Oh, I'm like,
super ego.
Wait for the reveal.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
By the way, this is my favorite version of Josh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Josh. Press pause. Yeah, it's okay.
See, look, that's Yucateco right there, that little green box.
Oh,
yeah.
I've seen it.
There's
the
a bird on there, bro?
No.
No, that's guacamaya, sorry.
Guacamaya, I got confused.
Don't change the conversation.
No, I love this conversation.
Yeah.
I love it. You look
Come on, Galo.
What's the question?
No, explain it. Yeah. Tell us about this video, so the year.
So this is probably, I want to say this between 2016 and 2018. I started making YouTube videos back in 2012. So I'm an OG YouTuber. Yeah. I mean, my channel has like 2 million
all
subscribers.
All these bitches are your sons.
Yeah.
Dude,
you go to this guy's pad, he has like big ass plaques. Like,
when I first met him, he flexed on me that because I was like, I just got my 100K subscriber. He's like, yeah, I have about like 10 of those.
Welcome to the club. How do you feel? Oh, I remember my first time.
So this was just a character I developed. I mean, when I started making YouTube videos, like YouTube was so different. Like it was about like character-based content, sketches. It was just a different platform.
Yeah.
So this is my buddy. He has his own character called Ego the Cholo. And he was doing these things called Cholo Adventures.
Amazing.
And then I kind of did like my own spin-off character off this, like a gay cholo. I just thought it would be like a funny idea.
Shout out to the homo homies, by the way.
Yeah.
Real people, my guy Erica. Love you.
Yeah, so this is one of the videos
like,
we did. This video popped out, too. I think this video has, like, maybe, like, five,
is that
seven
the original hot chip challenge?
Low-key.
Basically, right there. Bro. Low-key. Yeah, basically.
Even when I first met Josh, shit, I don't know, like 8 years ago. And you know, I just met him and whatnot. And then I went on his YouTube channel, and then I would see these type of videos, and you know, just like as a friend, I was just like so intrigued, and I was just dying, bro. When you have time, you find those videos.
Yep.
And I swear he was ahead of his time, bro.
Yeah, I remember when I first did this character, my manager at the time called me and he told me to take the video down because I was starting to get brand deals. My channel started to pop off. And he's like, bro, it's not a good look.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, I'm not trying to offend anybody. Like, I'm really just playing a character. I'm just showing love, if anything, you know? About a month later, this character got me signed to CAA, which is one of the largest talent agencies in Hollywood. And that's they told me the reason they signed me was because they love this character.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Good
shit. Yeah. So. And he did it good.
Yeah.
Like real, a little too good.
Yeah. That's crazy. I used to watch Super Ego videos, but like, I think I probably stopped watching them like after high school.
Okay.
So I guess we just, if you started in 2012, we literally missed each other.
Yeah.
I would watch Total Adventure.
Yes, Total Adventure. Bro,
all the time.
Bro, he was the guy who got me on. I was probably under his belt for like about a year.
Yes.
And he's like,
funny.
And he's from Paramount, right?
Yeah, he grew up in Paramount.
That's why I knew, because it was like friend of a friend. Oh, he went to school with.
Oh, really?
Graduated from Paramount High.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He definitely... The editing was terrible, but terrible. It was terrible.
But that was the style.
Super raw. I remember he'd throw himself on the grass in the front and shoot people with Nerf gun.
Mm-hmm.
Shit like that. That was a great time.
And that shit was revolutionary at the time. Like nobody was doing
that. Yeah. You'd have to have balls to do what you're doing. Like just go out and like let's just film shit
publicly. Yeah, it was like guerrilla style, just like in the streets.
Yeah, shout out you, Little Moco.
Little Moco was
another. Little Moco, I remember him.
Bro, yeah, from Vegas. It's our homie, bro.
Sleepy something?
Sleepy Brown.
Sleepy Brown. Oh, yeah. See, I'm tapped in.
Yeah.
That's when he would post a video every week and at least get 1 million views on it.
That's so nice. What was your name there?
Just I started as like Yo Muscle Boy, but then my channel just evolved to my name. Though Gayla was just a character I played. Dude, I did a bunch of characters.
Yeah.
I like that because it shows you're willing to do. Some people are too like cool to do.
Yeah.
But that's really important because like in our craft, what gets people connected to us is that we're willing to go whatever the extremes are. Happy, sad, crazy, all of that. But they see it.
Yeah.
And if you're reserved, you're not gonna see it.
Yeah.
All right, Sebas, your turn.
I saw my picture
already.
Yeah,
you saw it already.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Jose.
Which is a very interesting time in my life.
A ver.
Is this when...
Yeah.
That's Sebas.
That's me. With my Cortez.
Honestly, you guys could have found a better photo.
Oh, you were a taquero. Yeah. Is that supposed to go on your hair and you put it... Oh, that's a head one and you put it on your beard.
Yeah, because I had a beard.
Where were you working?
It was... So basically around this time, I was a hairdresser. My wife was already doing social media. You know, just really evolving into her. She was already pretty good, like cracking, honestly. Yeah. But you know, not anything where she's at now. Mm-hmm. But she was cracking already, especially around that area, around that era. And then me, I was just helping her, and I was a hairdresser. I'm a hairdresser by trade, and I still love to do that. And I haven't done it in a while, but that was my passion. Cool. I was a hairdresser. I wasn't a barber. I was a hairdresser. But I can fade like a motherfucker though.
Come on.
Like really good. So I just want to throw that out there.
If I need to, I can.
Yeah, if you need to get like a sick ass blurry ass fade,
come on.
Drop fade. I think I made up the drop fade.
Ooh.
But it's just honestly, this is just Sebas trying to
grind it out and
get a little bit of side money. You know what I mean? Fuck, I don't know. Like 15, 16,
can you
14?
Zoom into the face real quick?
I don't know.
Yeah, because who made you put it on your beard?
I see it now.
It's because I had a big beard. And the guy said, like, just put it on so we don't see it
in
the dark.
Didn't you put it on both? Your head and your
beard? Yeah, but, you know, my shit was all slick back with that Tresemme.
I like this because even though it's blurry, you could see the line that he cut, like that.
Yeah. So,
the fuckboy line.
Yeah. But when it wasn't a fuckboy thing, though.
Yeah.
It was swaggy.
That was a fuckboy thing.
That was awesome.
Not in that year. I'm revolutionary, baby.
What year, though?
Yeah, right now, yeah. No, but that was just me trying to just get some fedia. And then my homie had a gig where he had a restaurant, and this was in Murrieta, Temecula. He had a restaurant where, you know, they would do like little side gigs where it's like, oh, if you I need some help, like, yeah, cool, $100, cool, I'll do it for $100.
Come on.
But one thing about me is that's the bad thing I feel now with like the younger kids is they're too prideful to do anything.
I know, to even work
like I know people that like they're unemployed, but like It's because, and they don't want to do anything. It's just like they expect people to just come and just give them this fucking sick ass job at JP Morgan or something.
Yeah.
And that's just not how it's happening.
Influencers.
They just want to influence or make YouTube.
I don't do no.
Yeah. 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 No. Hey.
Wow.
No.
Never had a job.
No, you're good. I don't see Dunos like that. I think Dunos is a lucky, and I think he backs up his shit.
Yeah.
But like I said, I've never been scared to do anything, to be embarrassed, to be, you know, somewhat of a taquero.
In the trenches.
Or I did construction. I did a bunch of landscaping, like the dudes that you see doing landscaping on the streets. I used to be one of those too. Wow. You know, I didn't care because that I already knew in my head that I wasn't gonna do that forever.
Yeah.
Which I hope I didn't.
Yeah.
But you know, I think regardless, once you just si eres chambeador, I think something good will come your way regardless.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, that was that time. And that's so funny that you guys actually went.
Did you post that photo?
Yeah. And that, like I said, I don't care. Like, that's dope.
No, that is important.
I was just curious.
I don't know where that became like a thing.
What?
To where like motherfuckers like are like afraid of what they do for a living.
It's because they don't see it. They only see the end result.
Yeah.
Because of social media. So they're like, we got to be that or nothing.
And I think people try to take things out of context and try to like clown you or try to make you feel bad, shame you. Like, I wish somebody would pull up a picture of me at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, look how far I came. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
That's something to be proud of to
me. But they clown you more because you look like you were from Jersey Shore at the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
For your look.
And that was a coincidence.
One of my biggest videos was in the freezer of Pollo Loco.
Mm-hmm.
When I was like doing ticket, I was taking pictures in a XL t-shirt with fans while they would come up. And
plus, I feel like as an individual, female or male, I think you should go through these types of jobs because when you go through these types of jobs, all you do is think about how you don't want to be there, and then you start thinking about like a master plan.
Yeah.
You know, and you really get in your head about like, damn, what the fuck am I gonna do, bro?
And when you get it, you appreciate it more because I'll like always think about, damn, this whatever I'm going through now is better than washing dishes at Taco Bell and then walking home for 3 miles.
Yeah, and if dreaming you currently do that, that's no shame on you.
There's no
shame for sure.
But I remember
that whatever your plans are, makes like it's they're still possible. What ends up happening is people feel like they're stuck in those jobs, and like it'll that is gonna define them.
Yeah.
No, whatever you're doing right now, it doesn't have to be that way.
That's
just
a good point.
Use this to fund the dream.
Exactly.
Use the job you have right now to fund the dream you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never that like cheers me out to this day. I'll be like, fool, you don't gotta like you know, TikTok money and even that, if you think people make super money off that, it's a rare fucking
It's very rare.
Thing.
It's very rare.
It's like you cannot live off TikTok
money. By this point.
Yeah.
Unless you're getting like super big brand deals, and even that's like a you gotta grind.
And it's all
millions,
a bubble
millions
too.
Of views consistently.
Yeah. And it's not only that, like they like even like being on social media, like that shit is probably harder than fucking flipping tacos.
Facts.
Low key.
It's draining, huh?
Like it's super draining. Yeah. Like, and honestly, sometimes it gives me anxiety. Sometimes I don't want to see my phone.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just like get off it. You know what I mean? Because like, we've been doing it for so long. Josh obviously a little longer.
Yeah.
But you know, it gets to a point where it's like.
I just want to be home.
Yeah. Like, and I don't want to do anything.
And then when it becomes a job, it becomes a chore. Like you feel forced. So people right now are on social media scrolling, laughing. Yeah. But it's like when that's your job, it's like, it can be.
And for the people back at home, I'm not saying I'm like ungrateful for what I do right now.
Right.
I'm not like, stay away, he has it easy. No.
Yeah, no.
I'm just giving you an example that what I do, what we all do, is really hard when it comes to creating content. And not only creating content, creating good content.
Yeah.
Creating content that can grab someone's attention. But like I said prior, I can list you the jobs that I've had.
Yeah,
you know?
And no matter what you do, you're never gonna run from the work. The work's always
it's
there.
Always
whatever
there.
It is, it's gonna be a different form or shape.
Yeah, unless you hit the lotto.
Yeah.
Which one day hopefully I do. Because to be honest, I don't want to do shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's be real. I want to be in a pool not doing shit.
We all
want
to be Edwin Castro from Malcolm X. Yeah. That won the billions.
Hey,
that's my cousin.
Hey, you know what? I was tripping out the other day that my homie went like on a little like anniversary day with his girl to Santa Barbara, and the homies are like, damn, bro, that's where I want to retire.
Santa Barbara?
And then I was thinking like, damn, bro, where the fuck do I want to retire? Where do you guys want to retire?
Retire? Shit, that's a good question.
That is a good question. I don't know. I feel like I've always wanted to live like in a city, like in a nice suburban like neighborhood. Like, but maybe like I want to have like a little rancho somewhere else on the side, you know?
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't like being too isolated.
I'm not like that in the woods or something like that. I'm not looking to do something like that.
And honestly, I'm not leaving California. I don't think
I am. And I wouldn't leave California either. Yeah.
Unless I can take my whole family.
Valid point.
You?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe somewhere in fucking Temecula or some shit.
Very nice area.
But like retire, like you're not doing shit anymore.
I'm
you're
not doing
chilling.
Shit, scratching my balls, waking up, eating cereal, watching TV.
But you got a family and kids and stuff?
Family and kids, the check all just comes there. In every month.
Dang, yeah. I think Temecula would suit you very nicely then.
You know, yeah. The kids
wine tasting?
Yeah.
The wine tasting?
Yeah, maybe some
casino.
Wine.
Casino, you could go to a casino.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You buy a nice lifted Silverado.
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of like the vibes I'm on.
Yeah, right. All you wear is cargo shorts.
That's it. Open toe sandals.
Open toe sandals?
Open toe sandals. I'm trying to do it up, Pops.
Yeah, yeah, no, I feel you. You get a nice pad out there.
All right, you guys, let's get into Brown Pride, okay? We have to shout out Little Pump.
I saw this video.
What? For knowing fluent Spanish, okay?
I saw that video.
As a podcast of Nosavos. And then I'm going to test your guys' Spanish to see
shocked.
If we're up there.
Right.
Do you guys consider yourselves Sabos or Nosavos?
Yeah. I would say I'm like in the middle.
Yoses? Are you Yoses? Or are you
I would say,
is that... Where is that? Where does that fall?
Yo says like you
yo
know.
Yo says like I know.
Yeah.
Because you didn't know what that meant. You're no sabo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would.
We're no sabo
like,
too.
Yeah. Okay. Angie's like up here compared
yeah.
to.
Like, yeah.
I would say my mother taught me very good Spanish.
Oh, shout out to moms.
We're yeah. sophisticated. Yeah.
But
so your mom's better
think,
than our moms. That's
I think
cool.
I should have. I should
picked
practice
it more
because
yeah.
I feel like it's been on a decline.
Okay.
Oh, let's sure. do it.
Pero sí, pregúnteme lo que usted quiera.
A su orden, a su orden. Okay, let's listen. And Duno's just watching us, like, because he's the best Spanish speaker, right?
In this podcast,
yeah,
me and Angie definitely get down. We go rounds.
Oh,
this
really?
One. Yeah. It just depends. Angie knows a lot. I think,
proper Spanish.
Angie knows way more proper
Say,
Spanish.
Yeah.
My family from El DF, they talk very slangy.
Yeah.
So it's just I think my Spanish could be different to somebody from like Guadalajara and like the city,
or the rancho.
Or the rancho. Yeah. But my family's very slang. Very.
Yeah.
Chinga tu madre, man.
Oh, yeah, we don't
So I think when it comes to carrilla and, like...
Yeah, cotorreo.
Like, I think, cotorreo and, like... Yeah. I think that's where I'm, like, more elevated.
Do you
sure.
only talk to your mom in Spanish?
My mom's in only speaking Spanish.
Got it.
That's only Spanish speaking.
Only Spanish speaking.
Which has helped you out tremendously.
Yeah, because even my English is a wobbler.
Yeah.
My English is a wobbler. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I am, to be honest. But I saw this video on TikTok.
You're like so
and I had no clue that Little Pump
can speak
this.
Like this.
Yeah. Speak like this.
He's I feel like it's kind of been like, he's been like brushing up his skills because... I remember like a video like maybe 2 years ago, and I was like, "Oh, he knows it, but it sounds a little choppy."
I almost, you know what?
I was impressed.
I feel like he was playing it down, almost for
maybe,
his image.
Maybe. For his image, probably.
Yeah,
because he's Colombian, right?
He's Colombian.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Angie, you're in this.
Ay, parce, es que vos estás muy joven, weón.
No, pero yo tengo parceros que tienen como 12 hijos, 8 niños, y yo, weón. Yo no sé cómo lo hacen.
Pues papi, pero es que vos tenés 23 años, weón. O sea, que ¿cuántos años tenías cuando sacaste Gucci, gan?
17.
Uy, gonorrea.
Gonorrea?
Yeah. But that's just slang for like motherfucker or like dude.
Like parce, I learned that.
Brother,
I learned that.
Right?
Watch.
It's like our way.
Narcos? Yeah, watching Narcos. But then I had, shout out to homie Junior's mom, Yena. Shout out Yena. Mm-hmm. She had a homie that was a Colombian, and he was, ay, parce, duno, TikTok, duno, parce.
Like brother, dude, way.
Yeah.
It's kind of like shit like that.
But I had no clue that he knew that much. Like,
he had the accent and everything.
He did. He did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Sebas, I'm going to go to you first. You'll probably get it.
Probably.
Josh, I'm going to go to you first.
Oh, hit me.
How do you say desk in Spanish?
Escritorio.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yes. Oh, okay. No. Sebas.
Escritorio.
I might get some wrong.
To blush in
to
Spanish.
To blush? Chiviar. Like, me estoy chiviando. Like,
yeah,
you know?
Is that slang. That's slang. That's slang.
Oh, is it?
It's slang. It's
me chiveas. Yeah.
Yeah, me chiveas. Yeah.
No.
What is it?
That's.
Yelin says it's sonrojar.
That's like.
It is.
Oh my gosh.
It might be. It might be. I just don't say that.
Yeah, you say chiviar.
That's what I'm saying.
That sounds very
technical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's using Google Translate, huh?
I don't know. She's right there.
She's using like Yelin Translate.
Yelin Translate. Well, yeah. I translate.
It's because it's true. It's probably more proper though.
Yeah.
It that way.
Yeah.
I've never heard something.
It's like saying like, "Yo, bring out the car. Yo, bring out the automobile."
Yeah.
I like this one. Angie, say American in Spanish.
American in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Americano.
Ding ding.
Yelin. It's Estadounidense.
Oh, but they're both right, right?
Yeah, they're both right.
I don't know. Americano feels like a coffee. Papa Americano. Duno.
Yes.
Oil.
Aceite.
Dick ass fool.
Right?
No, yeah, that's gonna be like, actually, like, no.
I know. Yeah. Don't blame me. It's Yaeli.
She's using Google Translate.
Petroleum.
That's petroleum.
Oh, that's true. That's right as well, though.
But I thought petroleum is like, that's gas.
Like, but that's like, super,
like olive oil.
That's super literal.
I'm not, I'm not blaming you. I'm going to blame after.
Everyone blames me.
No, it's not you.
Okay.
It's aceite, right? What do you say to your dad? Aceite?
That's el aceite, yeah.
You don't tell your dad petróleo. My mom would smack the shit out of me.
If you said petróleo,
no mames,
like, de verga, güey. Cálmate, cabrón. ¿Cuál es tu petróleo, güey?
Petróleo's crazy.
Vic.
What? How do you say hi?
Say this.
No.
Oh, ferrocarril.
What is that? What is that?
Say that again.
Ferrocarril.
Oh, shit.
I know this one.
Yeah, I know that one.
Everybody,
he got the hardest one.
Feral?
I know. Why do you think that's funny?
I get it. This is Yaeli.
This is easy.
Raccoon.
Feral? All right. You said you got it, Josh.
I believe it's Ferris wheel, right?
No.
No.
It's like the U-Haul?
No, I think ferrocarril is highway, like freeway.
Oh.
Yaeli.
I was close. There's raccoons on
railroad.
The freeway.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Even possible railroad.
You're right.
Yaeli,
you're right.
My mom says el tren, wey.
When's the last time somebody...
Oh, ask me this.
When's the last time somebody...
Okay,
wait, railroad.
Shut
the fuck up. Ask me. Okay. Ask me.
Bro, not even Thomas the Train would have got down.
I know.
Okay.
Hold on,
shut the
fuck
up. No, I'm going to ask her.
We actually talked about that.
I know. I was like, we talked about
that. Bro, one podcast. Chill. Not seven.
Sorry.
Okay. All right.
Murciélago.
Easy.
Murciélago. Oh, murciélago. Easy.
Oh, you guys know it.
Nah, she knows
it's
it.
It's a bat.
Yep.
It's a bat.
It's a car.
Nah, it's actually a Lamborghini.
Yeah, it's actually a car.
Murciélago.
Yeah. Lamborghini Mercy. Letty, Lamborghini Mercy.
That's Murciélago.
Damn, that's fucked up. They really gave Vic the hardest one.
I know.
Yeah, that was hard.
No, you petróleo.
Honestly, I feel really railroaded.
I say that,
right,
I would have immediately said oil.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if I said petróleo, would you?
Gas. I would have said gas.
Yeah, petróleo or petroleum.
Yeah, because in a lot of countries, you go, I'm going to go get petro. That means gas.
What's the American one? Say it right.
Estadounidense.
Estadounidense? That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That means like you're from there.
I only read those kind of words when you're crossing over the border or something.
Yeah.
Like that's super proper.
And if you're in Mexico, they just
Americano.
Say, oh, es del norte. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
El güero.
Gringo town.
Oh, yeah, el güero. Exactly.
Okay, well, just shout at us as a group. I think we did
it. Yeah. C+.
Yeah. We would have definitely passed Spanish class.
Yeah. We would have got a B+ if we did the ferrocarril one.
Yeah.
That was extra points.
C's get degrees, all right? I heard, I don't know.
Very true.
Okay, we have another Brown Pride. Peso pesado. That's really mean.
That's fucking funny.
But you need to see this video of a guy that, you know, we do this a lot. I wonder if it's Hispanic culture to do this where you get someone that acts like imitator at your party.
You hire someone to be
Paquita del Barrio or Juan Gabriel. So they hired someone to be Peso Pluma at the party. And he just happens to be on the little heavier side.
Yeah. Peso Pumba.
But he's good.
He sounds like
it. Ese güey se pasan de verga, güey. No mames.
But this is his whole play. Like he's
doing
it.
He's getting paid.
Hey, he's in it, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my thing.
Jose, you did a great job.
Yeah, thank you, Jose.
No?
Yes. On the weekends?
Yeah, I don't like how nobody's into it, though. Like, you were just there. Like, not a single person.
You motherfuckers hired
him. Y'all paid for him.
Yeah.
Not only that, you see the man, like, really trying.
And he's killing it.
He don't sound bad.
Not at all.
I don't think that's him playing.
I think he's looking at who it is that hired him. Because no one.
Nobody gives
a fuck.
He must have went to the wrong party. Yeah.
Who was your guys' first imitator you guys ever saw? Mine was Jenny Rivera.
Oh. A Jenny Rivera?
Yeah,
all the time.
Like at a show?
Yeah, like at a show. No. They hired her at a party.
I've never had her at a party.
Yeah. And my mom took me to one of her comadres' birthdays or like somebody she worked with.
Yeah,
and Jenny Rivera, bro,
that's
a legend in our obviously, I super kid. We saw the Juan Gabriel's a
fucking. Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, the era of like the 20, to like 2009 to like, you know,
mm-hmm.
Jenny Rivera took over and I saw Jenny Rivera and I heard her sing one of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, cuando se muere una dama.
Yeah. You didn't he didn't actually see Jenny Rivera. He
saw I guess it's like the equivalent of a cover band, right? They have a lot of those.
Oh, true. That's our cover band.
Yeah, that's our cover band because a lot of them is like Poison. It's not Poison, it's Rancid or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like,
so what was the first cover band you saw, dude?
And shit. I wish they are like art imitators, and I'm sure there's a name for that. But I'm sure art imitators, like, it would be cool if they got as popping as cover bands, because sometimes cover bands can
they
make
tour.
It.
They
tour. Yeah, and they get their own.
Yeah, they tour.
Especially
shit.
When, like, the main band doesn't actually tour anymore. People are like, I don't go fucking see the music. It doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah, that's crazy. Man, shout out the Red Hot Cholo Peppers. I seen them at
Red
Santa Fe.
Red Hot Cholo Peppers.
Oh, really?
That's
a Santa Fe Springs. That's a real
And Santa Fe Spring Swami.
Santa Fe Spring Swami.
By the way, that's top tier Swami. Is Santa Fe with the big theater thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, well, I grew up around that area, so I would always go there.
Yep.
Get the shampoo.
Get the shampoo.
Shampoo. Which one? The lice one?
Yeah, yeah, that one for sure. That one for sure.
The beef continues.
Yeah.
The beef continues.
So in my quince, I feel like my mom lived her quince dreams through me.
Yeah.
Because she hired, like, it's called, called something. The imitators are called something. I don't want to just keep calling the imitators, but she hired, like, a Juan Gabriel imitator.
Yeah, yeah. Look it up.
And it was like, we had our party, and then, like, probably like at 11, the imitators came out and were like, oh, this is not for us. Let's go outside and drink some.
Go drink
apple soda.
Some apple cider.
Some soda.
Spin the bottle.
But it was like this
Spin
hour bottle, of like where the imitators came, where it's like, this is not for me anymore. This is for
it's for the adults.
Yeah.
Adult entertainment.
Damn. That's crazy. Who was the first?
I've never had an imitator at our party.
No, but did he ever see one?
Like, no.
You've
never
seen one perform?
No.
You're about to now. I'm kidding.
No, never.
My my family didn't hire anybody, but I've seen like Michael Jackson imitators.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Elvis.
Oh, you're right. Like at the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, Elvis is probably like the number one imitated person in the world.
Yeah, him, Michael Jackson. Yeah. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's some shit. Yeah, mine was Jenny Rivera, and that shit was lit.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's lit.
Yeah.
Was she singing or was she doing?
Bro.
She singing?
She was thick too.
No, they always go to the cover. Like they it's the a voice singing. Track. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
She was singing.
Fool had the dress.
Yeah.
Get it up.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
I followed my little cousins in the back, like taking the fucking helium off the balloons, and then we were getting the better come on. But you know, when you're young, you're embarrassed to like
show that kind of attention.
So I listened to Jenny Vera because of my sisters.
Yeah.
But when the song came on, I kind of like went over. Like, I'll be back. I'm gonna go to the bathroom, but I really want to go sit down.
And listen.
I was going up in my head though. You know, I was too cool to not like. You know what I'm saying?
With your balloon.
Now I bump her when I shower and shit for sure. Yeah.
Jenny Vera, and it all started there.
It all changed
when you saw the imitator.
When I saw the imitator of fucking Jenny Rivera.
Okay. I love that. Let's before we get into our next segment, I got a text that Vic has a question he really wants to ask you guys.
All right, let's get it, Vic.
Especially you, Sebas.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I've been, since you're a hairdresser, people have been saying lately that I've been going bald, right? And it's like you've been getting to me. So do you think I'm going, like, honest opinion?
Where? Going bald where? Like your hairline? The back?
Show them.
That's it.
Yeah, no, get up and show them. Yeah.
No,
it's more from the top, he said.
Get close.
Let me see.
It's like, I'm tripping.
Bro, your hairline
like,
is straight.
That's what I thought.
Your hairline is straight.
But like, I've been getting like a lot of comments, and it's like, usually they don't bother me, but it's been all at the same time. Like, look, he's balding.
Sometimes when like the lights hitting you from above, it just seems like it's like you're kind of like
the hairline.
Yeah, the hair.
I don't think you're balding.
I don't think so at all, bro. If I saw you, I would never.
My dad doesn't, like, my dad's not balding.
Yeah, no, I don't think.
Yeah.
You, one way to tell is grow your hair. I'll see. I bet you anything if you grow your hair, your shit's thick.
Bro, I had a luscious head of hair.
Honestly, no pause. I'm very comfortable with my sexuality.
I had a luscious head of hair, no cap, like 2014, 2015. Yeah. And then even actually to like 16, 17.
You're good,
right?
Yeah.
I think you're good.
I'm going to grow my hair just to make sure.
Yeah.
But if not, bro, I'll go to Turkey with you.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Maximo, the 3-for-1.
Maximo wants to go.
Nah, bro, you're straight, bro.
I'm good, right?
I think what he said, something, you know, because
the lighting and shit.
Because you guys be on stage a lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so who says that, like in the comments and shit?
Yeah. And comments usually never get to me, but I'm like, I'm balding?
It's Zuzu. Who messaged you that?
Everybody.
Really?
Girls?
And then I asked them, and they're like, you're not balding. And I'm like, be fucking honest with me.
Yeah, no. I mean, the first thing I tell you is like, bro, let that shit out. Like, let that shit out. Let it grow out.
Oh.
I want to see that. I want to see that shit looking thick. Hey, I want to see that shit looking thick, boy. I'm not hating on it. I'm not hating on it at all.
Yeah, come on.
I want to see that shit looking thick.
2024, I'm going to let it grow.
You should.
Hey. Yeah.
Fook. There's a 30-year-old chick. Go, fool.
Go.
Yeah. Go kick it with
her. Go, Thick Vic. Go over there. Yeah. Thick Vic 2024.
See the homie, he's comfortable. All the little kids that you hang out with, like me.
Me. They're not comfortable. Damn. Yeah.
Pause.
Then they're like, play. What? Fast forward. Fast forward.
Yeah, yeah. Get it cracking, fool.
Yeah,
get it cracking with what?
We'll be like, with Josh, we'll be like, bro, yo, shit, Thick. What do you think about that?
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, girl, go ahead. Go something back.
It's uncomfortable. No, no,
no. Yeah. Yeah.
Say some somewhat posture to them. That's not.
Do your thing. Yeah.
Somewhat posh. Say some posh shit.
To each other.
Say some posh shit. That needs to be a shirt.
I think in the beginning, when we were first getting to know your guys' podcast, Vic came in and he kept mentioning your tagline or the stuff that you guys say. I think it's time you can say
it. Dang, you're making fun of it?
Go.
You're making fun of it or what?
Me? Vic?
Rate it.
Wait.
Rate it, please.
My boy?
My boy?
Ooh. Yeah, what do you think?
No, it has to be a little airy. Nah, add a little
you're,
air.
You're holding boy? Back a little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
My boy?
No, air. No,
at the end,
air.
There's like an H at the end.
Oh.
My boy?
No, he's saying
still
the
problem. No H.
I'm sorry.
Go.
My boy? No.
No Y. No Y.
No I. Yeah, no Y. I.
Oh, oh.
It's so, yeah.
My boy?
No, it's spelled M-E-H-B-E-H-H.
My boy?
Matt Bang.
My boy? My butt.
My bad.
My butt.
He don't want to say it.
I'm trying. I'm it. Trying.
My bad.
My butt.
Remove the eyes, bro. No
yeah.
eyes.
Hey, he don't want to say it because he knows I'll clip it.
Bad.
My butt.
No, say bad. Just say bad.
Bad.
No, yeah. My bad.
My bad.
There you go.
Better.
Okay. My butt.
No.
I keep throwing something in there on accident.
Yeah. You're adding an A. Yeah.
Hey, hold on. I saw one of you guys' podcasts, and you guys were talking about us for a little bit. We were going to talk about what you guys were saying, but I wanted to say, what was your guys' first, like, impression of us when you guys first found out about La Plata?
Like, our podcast
fucking hated
shit.
You guys.
Like, because he was telling me some stuff.
Do no means it.
And, like, what was the real conversation?
You were starting Chismas?
No, I told him what it was.
Yeah, he told
what
me straight
it?
Up.
What was it?
He said that y'all were clowning, but, like, in a nice, like, competitive
respectful way.
Respectful
way. Oh, that's us.
Yeah, we thought, we just, we're like, all of our very nice-looking Naco cousins.
Naco?
Naco? I don't think you guys are Naco.
What's that?
No.
Naco, like fucking Naco. Mamones.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay, you're better. Fuck
okay,
you.
Okay, Naco.
But I think because we heard the number one Latino podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, all right.
Oh, it was that.
Yeah.
And then I think when I went on there, I think we was like a little back and forth.
Yeah.
He's like, popping. And I was like, you yeah. are your girl. And
but just remember, we never have said that ever.
Google said it.
Google says it.
Right. Yeah. We're just reciting, bro.
That's crazy. My Google doesn't say that.
Yeah, really? Check it.
Check again. Check again.
Different algorithms.
Yeah. Really? Check again.
Check
again. What?
Check now that they trademarked it.
Oh. I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
Oh, go ahead.
I think I already knew. I already knew because I followed. I followed from when you were doing it in your house, and it was just like I saw like the Supreme stuff and like on the table and stuff like that. So again, to me,
yeah, you
just
really did follow me,
yes.
huh, Lefty?
Well, so, give her a hug.
No.
Yeah, we
listen,
will.
Listen, with me, I was more upset not at who you guys were, but that I legit put them on, and then this was the one that gets invited. And I'm like, whatever. I'm the bitter older sister. Like, why this fool?
He's never even heard
an episode.
Mm. Yeah.
No, I see. It's not hate like that.
No, we owe you one big time.
Absolutely. Yeah. All you guys.
Big time we owe you.
Yeah. For me, I first found you through Lechero. Lechero did an episode.
Yeah.
And I just saw
Shout out Leches.
Yeah. And I was just.
It was right before you came on.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, I thought we were the only Latino podcast. Like, stupidly, right? But I'm just like, we're just doing our thing. And like, we weren't looking around for other shit. Like, we're just doing our thing. We kind of even started it, like, not intentionally to be a Latino podcast.
We're
in a room and we started it, whatever.
Yeah.
And then so I'm like, what is this? Like, this guy looks fucking cool. Like, I'm like, then he has leche on. I'm like, I just didn't understand. Like, I'm like, where'd he come from?
You thought you were the only rare form.
No, well, no, because I mean, I see someone that like, I'm like, we're kind of similar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In a way. But also I'm like, where'd he come from? And I didn't know because I come from like the media space, LA, hip hop, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you come from a different world.
Yeah.
So I was like, where?
Dang,
and I was because I've never been introduced to like the beauty world and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then this guy comes on, I'm just like, oh, they're both cool.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, dope. But then it becomes more of a like a little bit like we gotta step our shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Because like
competition, but healthy.
Competitive competition. Hate.
Yeah. No, we were talking to Dunos about that, and that's why like it's always been like honestly, just having him on like the first time, he really just made us feel like immediately family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because like we were talking about you guys mm-hmm. and, you know, mm-hmm. something about along the lines on a group chat, things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
But even off topic, I always like to look at your guys' stuff. You guys always pop up on my Explore page yeah. On my YouTube. So I always like check it out. And yeah, you're right. It's good that we have each other like this because it really puts, you know, each and every one of us on our toes.
Do you guys
yeah.
feel like we have similar audiences?
Yeah, no, I think so.
I
there's some crossover.
I think there's a little bit.
Yeah, because you guys definitely have a huge female audience.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's more male.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And we're like, to be totally honest, like the way I could get out of bounds when it comes to talking shit about girls. That's just, you guys are very, obviously you guys are in a whole different space, a whole different time in your lives to where like, I think there's a big gap, but also it's not too far to in a sense to where like, I know I get a couple DMs of fans where they're like, oh, we just watched them. Like, they're the one that's.
Or like their top is you guys and us.
Yeah.
Also, it's not just do no talking shit about girls. Girls, please. And know that we have your back.
Yeah.
I just think just the, it might be the content. It might just be your experiences. It's just your life experience.
Yeah,
that's more.
Yeah.
Versus like, hey, on here, we're not the Tates, guys. We're not
Hey. And honestly, I love when it was the Spotify Wrapped up shit. Yeah. And it was just always up. Yeah, I love watching that. I love looking at that.
And what was dope about it, I think seeing like, a lot of podcasts are like the bigger ones that people listen is like the Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
And I think always seeing us like right back to back to each other was like, okay, now like we're like
crossing.
Spotify's obviously I've seen y'all connect with Spotify.
Oh yeah, that was tight.
And then we have a dope relationship with them too. So it's like we like the go tos now. Come fuck with us. Like
to me, it's similar to like boxers, right? Where like you'll see them in the ring for like a long time, and then you see they hug at the end. I as a kid,
some boxers.
Yeah, some boxers. To see that as a kid, it would always blow my mind because I was just
like, I thought they hate each other.
Yeah. Right? They want to kill each other. That's what I think. But then you grow like a admiration for like, man, they kept up. Like we're going blow for blow the whole time.
Yeah.
And it was obviously never confrontational, but it's just like when we see like top one, top two, top one, top two, it's like, that's fire.
Yeah.
You know, and then us being secure and like, we know we're dope.
Yeah.
You guys know you're dope.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to hate on nobody.
At all.
And I feel like we're in different lanes. Like we're doing the same shit, but we're like also different.
And also, you don't like us.
Yeah, you're fit.
Yeah, I'm sorry?
You're fit.
We're coming for you.
Yeah. Come on.
Shout out Jesus.
Yeah. 2024. We're closing the gap.
All right? I've been at the gym. I didn't even hear right now because I didn't want to.
I saw that. I respect that, bro.
You didn't want to hear.
I saw that.
After two, I'm trying to. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're fasting?
I turned 20. Like I'm eating between 2 p.m. and 7:30
p.m. Nice.
Wow. So you break your fast at 2?
At 2, I eat. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I completely cut off tortilla the last week. Even on the weekend, I didn't go eat. At late night, I drank.
Wow.
I minimized from 5 White Claws to 2.
Okay. Wow.
Tequila, I'm not drinking with soda anymore. Sparkling water. I'm back on my shit, man.
Bro, I like that.
Josh, do no labor 2022.
I see it, baby. I see it.
But also
calendar coming soon.
Yeah. I'm gonna start my own energy drink. But I think like, if you don't like us, you're fucking weird. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
If you don't like us, it's just a little weird. Like, bro, like y'all do your own shit. Like, people don't like, bro, Sebas posts a crazy picture every day. And I reply every day some stupid ass shit.
Sebas, I know I would have put one of the and I know that this is a lifestyle and I love to see it. But like the bike outfit is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Have you seen Heavyweights?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Heavyweights?
Yeah, what again?
Yeah, with Ben Stiller. You remind me of him so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
If you and Karen are thinking of a Halloween costume, just go watch Heavyweights.
You've seen it, bro.
I've seen it, right?
Yeah.
It's really good. It's really good.
95, 96 Disney movie.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Disney movie?
Yeah.
It's really good.
Or even Dodgeball. He plays the same character in Dodgeball.
He does. You're lying.
It's the same character. Yeah. It's like a spinoff off that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, I don't know. I've never seen Heavyweights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, he's the one where he does a little pump on his
You could play a character in Heavyweights, too. You guys could do a couple costumes from Heavyweights.
I'm Googling.
It's not bad.
If I'm okay with my sexuality. Yeah.
He's like, no.
Yeah, that outfit, those outfits are kind of crazy though.
How did you get into like how do you learn that stuff? I think what happens with us is the learning curve. We want to be like that, but there comes so much into it. Like right now it's a lifestyle for you.
Yeah,
right?
Honestly, like I do get like, you know, Latinos like es puro cotorreo. O sea, para mí on my DM siempre me andan dando mensajes y me están diciendo like, what the fuck are you wearing?
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. But bro, you just saw me with a beard net on doing some tacos. You think I care what you think about me?
That part.
Yeah. But honestly, for me, I don't think about anything. I always do stuff for myself. So it's like, I hate running. I hate cardio. I hate doing anything like that. So that's why I box and I cycle a lot because I really like cycling now. And I didn't think I was going to like it as much as I do now.
Cycling, you like it?
Cycling, yeah.
I got a new bike.
I think I used a new bike.
I really like cycling and I do like maybe 2-3 times a week. But we go like
your way to get cardio in.
Yeah, but now it's not even like the cardio. It really gives you a, for me, I'm not trying to like put you guys on cycling or, you know, like you do whatever.
He's coming out with a bike line.
Josh, yeah. No, like right now we're off camera. Me and Sebas were having a conversation about like, I was like, hey, you're really into it. He's like, bro, you're really bringing it up again, bro?
And I'm like, Josh, you brought it up. I do not talk about it, honestly. And I don't know. It's pretty, the adrenaline cycling is pretty cool.
It's scary though, dog. I tell people all the time, like I have a couple, and we're talking about like Fixies was like a big thing in my.
Fixies, yeah.
Like, bro, like my homies were stealing Fixies, going. Yeah, yeah. There were five homies that were from Echo Park all the way to Lancaster and Fixies in a group.
Oh shit!
Fixies.
They don't come with brakes.
They don't come with brakes, and it's only one single gear. Yeah.
So these fools, I was like a thing, and I remember one time I did a prank on my teacher, and I was like, yeah, man, he's in the hospital, he might not make it. On the homie, but the homie was fine. He was just at home, but he really fucked himself up pretty bad. Yeah. And the next day, he came in the whole class, clapped for him and everything. He's like, cool, but that's why I was like, hey, fool, that's pretty scary. Because he said he goes up Mulholland Drive, and I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, like it's not just like flat. It's just I go up like big hills with my friend, and then what happens when you go all the way to the top? You got to go back down. So.
Yeah.
That is scary.
There was a point in time where you were not as fit as you are, and I feel like, you are fit.
Yeah, he's a monster, though. He's genetically crazy.
Yeah, were you helpful in his? Because I think it's like the support group is also what's going to get you to your goals.
I mean, to an extent, you know, I always support him. But, like, I think that was all on his own. Like, he just kind of hit that switch where he's like, it's time to change.
Yeah.
And he did it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happens.
It was more than working out.
Yeah.
It's like 80% more than working out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's eating well.
Yeah.
I was eating 4 times a day, certain amount of grams a day with
calories,
carbs, veggies, protein, all that, and consistently doing that, not once cheated.
Damn.
Not once.
I think
didn't
too,
even
like,
drink for 2 months.
Yeah, I went from like 210 to like 168.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Jeez.
That's when I was the most shredded, and I'm like 182 right now.
Yeah, it's good balance.
Yeah, because I mean, you can't live like that all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, for me, there's people who do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But he's naturally.
Like, he just woke up with a six pack, or what happened?
He's genetically like bodybuilders and stuff like that. They envy him because he doesn't even have to do as much as what other people do. He's
results.
Just naturally there. Yeah, he can eat like shit, and he still looks great.
What is it for you then, Josh? Like, what? I don't know. What's the regimen for you?
So it's like
Wawa Grill.
Yeah, I eat the same thing pretty much every day. There's like a rotation that I do. So it's like Wawa Grill, Flame Boiler, Chipotle, or
if we had Josh's
Mediterranean
workout plan.
Mediterranean
food. And I bought a car.
Yeah, it's like basic shit that I eat. I just keep it simple. I don't overthink it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rice
and I don't crave like, you know, like fried foods, saucy foods and stuff like that. Yeah. It's not really my thing.
It's crazy because last episode we had Jesus the trainer here, and that's what his main point is, like, just keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. He's like, eat a carb, a
protein.
Green and a protein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just have that and then you'll be able to work it out.
I think us as humans, we like to overdo everything.
Yeah.
If we're having one chicken sandwich, we want to have three because they're so good.
Yeah.
Even with like drinks and stuff like that, like I only do tequila soda. I've been doing that since I was like 21.
Yeah.
That's all I drink. I don't do any kind of like sugary drinks.
You don't
or anything.
Go all
no. Margaritas. Even if I do a marg, I'll do a skinny marg. I'll do a skinny marg.
That seems very disciplined, right?
Yeah.
Now, like, and noticing your Wawa Grill and all of that, you didn't mention like Latino food or Mexican food. What do you guys, how about the Latino part of it? Because that's what we asked Jesus too, like, how do we, like, on our culture, in our cuisine and all of that, it's a misconception that it's not healthy, you know?
You got to make it healthy. You got to like, know those shortcuts. Like, for example, they have, like, the low-carb tortillas that you can do, like, tacos with, you know?
Yeah.
Even, like, fajitas and stuff like that, like, that's pretty healthy.
It's
the tortillas that kind of knock you off, you know? Just being, like, selective with, like, what you're eating and then also limiting yourself. Like, don't have, like, 10 tortillas with it.
Yeah. Or, like, no cocines con, like, aceite de puerco, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Even though your mom will say, no come, mijo, porque...
Yeah.
And that's what our parents
are, we're
like,
brainwashed like that.
Or like, you can't throw away this food.
Low-key, even if I've ate already, and my dad serves me food, I'm gonna still eat the food because it's like bad manners. Mm-hmm.
My grandpa told me a lecture one time, like, can't throw away food. I used to kill and hunt my food.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it's like, en México, now, like, me da pena. Every time I think about like throwing away like half a plate, that I'm just like, I'm just full.
Bro,
he's always in the back of my head.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's it's our like, trauma. you gotta unlearn that and just be like, it's okay. It's okay. Like,
it's okay that was their life. This is your life.
Exactly. But I get what you're saying, because I would hate to let my grandma down. She makes me like an extra plate. I'll eat it. And then what I'll do is I'll just fast. Like, I just know. So, you know what I mean? I just kind of keep that in the back of my mind.
And then I'll, I'm kidding. Just go No, my dad always tells me, like, in Mexico, the reason why I like meat, mija, is because in Mexico, all we had was tortilla and sometimes, like, a chile or a salsa. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so sad. Okay, I'll eat it. You know, my food.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of true, but, I mean, that shouldn't relate to you or your personal goals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that, you guys. We still have a few more minutes with you. I want to do the Can you guys say it like that?
Rita ranflan.
Okay, so this particular ranfla, hold on, guys. This particular ranfla is because the guy saw this girl at a takeover. Usually, it's dudes riding the cars at the takeover, right?
Oh, and he's whipping
we
it?
Do not condone
at
takeovers.
All.
Very
I love
dangerous.
love
but we got to peep her game.
Who's we? I'm in love with
you. Like, we do not condone.
We don't condone doing the takeover.
No, not at all. Dangerous. I think it's the most stupidest shit I've ever seen. And
it's
the fact
crazy.
That you even go to them and you sit in the little pit and you're just like filming, like, are you, what the fuck?
You have to understand.
Dude, your friends are retarded, bro.
You have to
retarded.
The dangers of that. How'd you die? I was watching a car spin.
It gets to a point, like in the beginning when takeover started to be a thing,
yeah.
And people get him like, oh my God, I feel so bad.
Now,
anybody who gets a hit, ha ha.
Yeah.
And like, it sounds sad, but it's like, bro, what are you doing?
You guys seen the guy that got pantsed? By the car?
And then it took out his nine?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've had
I
a
like
fucking...
your range, because right here we get, I think that's what it is. We're very Magneto Professor X.
Uh-huh.
And like we kind of see the same, and then Josh is like, I love it, and so is Duna.
Yeah.
You know,
so
I like you know it, what it is?
I mean,
you know what it is? That shit became something when people started like my homies love touching like the tail, like the light when the
why?
Car spins.
Fool, I guess it's thrill.
Like why though? Like, are you gonna go to see like? No,
it's
I can't
thrill.
Believe
it's
I grabbed that Impala's tail.
I think it's a thrill. And have you been in the cars when they do it?
No.
Like in the ghetto, fool. Not like you go somewhere and you like no in the ghetto. Food that done adrenaline rush is totally
insane.
Different.
Yeah, but it's very dangerous.
I do, very
dangerous.
A lot of motherfuckers die, and I just, I mean, you're in the
a
streets,
lot of innocent bystanders die.
I want to know where this happened.
But I ain't gonna lie.
All over.
If you get hit, it's definitely your fault because they always say get back. Oh, I know a lot of motherfuckers that have been going to these for years, and they never got hit. Why? Because get back. Because like any professional skydiver driver. Painter, podcaster, you're gonna fuck up sometimes.
Yeah.
And shit, the wheel might slip my finger. What if, example, she just got some new nails she never had before. She misses the wheel. It goes, she might be the best girl takeover. Like, she might do donuts crazy, but.
I want to say a couple things.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, too. Like, understanding the rules.
Yeah.
We had interviewed Swizz Beatz because he has a show on Hulu with his son, and they go around different parts of the world and talk about car culture. And I think they went to one or talked about a takeover, and he's like, you know, it's crazy. In Japan, they do the same thing, but it's, like, more regulated.
Oh, wow.
And I feel like if it was regulated here, people wouldn't lose their lives. It wouldn't be a criminal thing and anything of that nature because there's rules set in place to still have those thrills. But also be safe
because
when you
it's
do it.
Outlaw culture.
Right now, it's way too crazy.
Yeah. Cause trust me, I'm a big car enthusiast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love
your car. Looks like it could be on a takeover.
Yeah, I love cars. I really do. So I'm all about the donuts. Yeah. I'm all about the adrenaline, like Doodle says. But bro, there's no way people are like putting gas on the floor and lighting it up on fire, and then
they
just being
that?
In the middle. And these kids are like these kids are like from
shit.
Like 13 years old to like 17,
little.
18. Yeah. We're not talking about adults here.
Yeah. And it's not for nothing, because I know some of these fools, and it's the same type of fools that on 4th of July get the firework and put on your head.
Oh yeah.
But that that's can crazy. Kill you.
Yeah, the ones that take all the gunpowder out of the Piccolo Pete.
That play Harry Potter.
Yeah, they're just
with Piccolo Pete.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's the same type of stupid thrill.
But it's like a norm. To me, like, see, because they could argue with the fact that this was going 100 miles per hour down a big ass hill. Like, fool, why would you want to fucking, what if you go over the fucking bar?
That's the same
conversation. Like, bro, me and my homies, I've been shooting each other with fucking candles, with the Roman candles all our lives. I'm perfectly fine. My eyesight is very well. But I do get
wait, where didn't you say you hurt your hand on the 4th of July?
No, the homie's dad, his hand.
Yeah.
He burned his hand. Yeah. For sure. Like, yeah, but he's okay now. My thing is though, like I
can't
definitely
make a fist, but
there's like, bro, back the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Dick,
it seems
not,
like
it's
common
a,
sense,
it's
but
a
sometimes
fucking
no.
Car.
Sometimes in these situations, people fall into the group thought of everyone gets closer. In a fight, no one backs up, everyone goes closer.
Yeah.
It's just also instinctual for us to be that way.
Also, it's being present there, because like there's idiots that are on their phone while some super serious, like, dangerous shit is going on. I've been to a couple takeovers, and it's like my first thing is like, all right, they're starting to spin, they're starting to race, whatever. Let me back way the fuck up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And other people are like on their phone trying to post something. They don't even know that a car is going like this. Boom.
But we have to remember that there's a big difference from that and like, I don't know, because it's true. Everything has danger, right?
Yeah.
But that's illegal to do.
Yeah.
And something
super illegal.
Some things are legal.
Yeah, your biking is not.
So let's remember what's illegal and what's legal.
Yeah.
Don't fucking
helmet?
Talk about my cycling like that, dude.
Okay. That's real shit.
No, it can be any. Like, I get, obviously, there's danger in everything.
Yeah.
In everything in life. But what's legal and what's illegal?
Yeah.
But trust me, when I was a kid, I liked to do
a little
dibble dabble.
Yeah.
A little takeover vibe.
A little takeover. I'll take over. I'll show these motherfuckers how it's done.
A little smoking the marijuana when it was illegal.
Smoking the devil's lettuce.
Satanas.
Dude, when I used to get like weed when it was illegal, like at the homies' apartments, like, fool, he's outside, dick. Who's gonna go, me or you?
Oh shit.
That shit was
scary.
And then you go inside his car. Right here.
What would you buy? What was the you buy like
always like
OG.
A little 20 sack kind
of. No. What was
20?
The name of like the weed back
oh,
then? Like,
bro,
Dream or like what was it?
No, just OG Kush.
Granddaddy
yeah.
Perps.
Yeah, or like yo, I got like a cheap OG Kush, but it's all shake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's all the bottom of the bag, and I was like, perfect. I don't gotta grind. I don't have to grind it anymore.
Okay, let's watch this girl do her thing at the takeover, and we're gonna rate her. Is it donut?
Yeah,
her swinging.
That's kind of bad. She's bumping baby bash?
Yeah.
Gotta bump baby bash.
She's sick. She got down. I followed her.
Dang, she in a Pontiac GTO too?
Yeah, she got
trae huevos. Ese carro trae huevos.
Yeah, those are fast.
Oh,
shit. They don't even make those no more.
Ooh. Oh, fuck. Dang. Shit.
Nah, she got down. She was
dang, she's down. I wonder if you know. Dang, she's that's
bro,
dope.
She's sick. Yeah,
from a fe- sick. Hey, being a female, yeah, like I'm sorry, yeah, that's dope.
Yeah.
She's locked in too.
And no curbs jumped out of nowhere.
Said, hell yeah. Fuck my baby daddy.
Bro, see people get in the middle and shit like this.
Yeah, yeah, fuck.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, see that crowd.
That can never be me.
Nah, she got down. She's sick.
That's all right. Cool. Yes, and you're right. People are asking about her, all that. And then in there, she's like, hey, thank you guys for showing the love. So here's her Instagram. And we just want to shout
I'm
out.
I'm going to follow this girl. Yeah.
I think she's private. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she is.
But
Savannah.
Okay, Savannah.
Do your shit, Savannah.
Yeah. And it says G8 right there. Is that what she had?
Does she have Feria like this?
Look who follows.
Yeah, bro. She's on an important call right now. Oh, no. That's a shout out.
I'm not looking.
Who follows? Who follows?
Doesn't matter.
Yo, you caught it late, fool. God,
yeah,
you're
too
terrible.
Late.
Old ass fool.
How do you get invited to those takeovers? Is it like flyer parties back in the day?
Yes.
Oh.
But man, you know what? Shout out my boy. Also, you guys know Andres. Shout my boy Andres definitely was big in that culture. He used to film the cars. Mm-hmm. And he definitely got smacked and fell asleep for about two
no
minutes.
Way.
Damn. Woke up and
but I mean, he had to do. He had to be right there.
That was like, I got the footage though, perro.
Worth it.
But yeah, nah.
The homie Nick almost died too.
Think about it like that. Yeah, like flyer.
Is it like that? What like high schools? Are they passing on high schools, colleges, or what?
Nah, just everything.
Is there any profit that comes from this from the organizers?
Probably not.
You know what? Shout out the dudes from the takeover, the actual crew takeover. There's multiple. I think there's drag racing.
How do you profit from that?
You don't.
You it's just for
fun.
Merch,
yeah.
Brand, like if you build a brand off of it or something.
Oh my God, maybe. You sound old. They're young. They just want to have fun.
Damn,
got it.
You know what? You,
I get it. I get it.
Was that you in the Pontiac?
That was me.
If you're a car person, tell me like your three favorite cars right now. Like the current three favorite cars.
Currently?
Mm-hmm.
Like even if I don't have them?
Even if you don't have them. Yeah, if you have more than three cars, that's crazy.
He does.
I do.
You have more than three cars.
Okay, but I'm crazy.
At my house?
Yeah.
Four?
Yeah.
Wow.
But okay, so the first number one car I ever made and still is the sickest car ever is whatever kind of GT3 911 RS. That's the number one.
I don't know any pictures. Porsche.
Yeah.
The Porsche.
Yeah. The car people get it.
Yeah, yeah. Porsche.
Yeah.
What?
My second is my cars, the E36 M3 and the 92 M3.
Ooh. Oh, those are BMWs.
Yeah, BMW.
Oh, okay. That's just bad. The one you have at the one when I pulled up.
Yeah.
Was it
driveway?
There?
Red, yeah. That's player. That's
oh,
player.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Just player. Yeah.
What do you think of certain like car little cultures? Because like our homie Jose has a Subaru, and apparently there's like a whole Subaru
community.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. I mean, like I said, I have two BMWs, and then ever since I've had them and I've like fixed them up or whatever. You meet a lot of cool people. It's a big community.
That are like, hey, I see you there.
People
I think there's like Jeep.
To you.
Yeah, there's Jeep a big community. Like,
that
oh,
put
you're
ducks
that
on each
yeah.
other's.
And we have the Jeep.
That's
I have
Jeep,
a Jeep,
right?
You have,
oh,
a Jeep.
Have
okay,
a Jeep.
Okay, tell me about that. Like the whole
I don't really
thing.
Fully understand it, but when I bought my Jeep, I had to sign a paper saying, like, if I see another Jeep, I will acknowledge them with a Jeep.
What?
Card. Yeah, it's not serious, but like,
yeah, but it's like a fun little
community. A Jeep way. So when I'm driving, I see another Jeep, I like give them a peace sign. Like, if my hand's on the wheel, I just go like this.
But then they also give
and
little ducks to like little bathtub ducks.
Yeah, they're like rubber ducks, and you put on your dash.
You get ducked. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Hey, motherfuckers, that motherfuckers get kidnapped. Don't put no rubber duck on my seat. I might think you following me, bitch. Yeah. It's over with.
Yeah. But as soon as you own a Jeep, you get filled in quick, bro.
Yeah.
You'll know right away.
Yeah, I know.
No, car community is dope.
Communities like that.
Yeah.
I have a RAV4. Can I be part of the Jeep?
No.
It's a Toyota.
Yeah, there's a huge RAV4 Toyota Tacoma community.
Yeah, I'm not there part is. Of it.
That's what do they do?
Yeah.
Go off roading.
Oh, nice. And you need to use what the RAV4 is for.
They like drink chelas, go off roading.
This is making me like regret. So I have a Tesla. So what we do as a car culture, we all just sit in our cars while we charge and nobody speaks to anybody.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
Nobody speaks to nobody. I just realized this. Like, if it was a Jeep, we would all be talking
getting
to each
out of the
other.
Car, yeah.
If it was a BMW, we'd be like, oh man, what kind of people?
Yeah.
Like,
there's not much to do with a Tesla.
We all just sit there.
But people love their Tesla.
Well, I do love my car, but like I want that community now.
Yeah, no,
not
you
part of anything.
Yeah, you meet a lot of cool people.
I drive.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Are you into cars, dude? You like cars, I think?
I don't. I like the most reliable shit. Honestly, this is like no shot to anybody. If you have a car that you can't afford, get rid of it till you could afford it. There's nothing more irritating than seeing somebody struggle
just to make a car payment.
Something they like.
That's actually good advice, dude.
Yeah,
really
that's
good
great advice.
I have so many homies that are fucking
like car payments.
Broke.
Because
they, I'm like, dog, it's okay to drive some normal shit. Yeah. I understand you love it, fool. I love my mom.
Okay.
I'm not comparing. I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah. I was like, are you going to get rid of your mom?
But I can't afford her.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Sometimes the bitch is bad, but she thinks she's going to get Javier's every day. Get rid of her.
ADDing his thoughts and sentences.
But you know what I'm saying?
I have a bad habit of doing that.
My first car was $2,000, and it was a Toyota Camry 1998. My second car was a Nissan Altima that I gave to my mom after. And, bro, I would trade that car right now for it. Bro, it's so reliable that nothing ever fucks up. Everything's so cheap. My overhead for my car, my car is amazing.
Yeah, sure?
When my homies are just like, oh, fuck, where am I?
Yeah, that's
like,
the best advice
I'm like,
ever
dog,
get, bro.
When
bro.
You have just the wait. Money, I'm like, dog, my I could get any car I want right now on my credit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get any car.
Yeah.
I'm cool. Point A, maybe I might upgrade something a little nicer. Maybe get a different paint job. Maybe fix the bumper.
Yeah.
Until I have to absolutely. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I love my apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what you spend.
My priorities.
Yeah.
It's my new couch. Mm. Oh my God, I love my couch.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing because
him and couches.
Him and couches. You guys know the Dave Chappelle, fuck your couch.
Yeah.
He does it. Yeah.
No. He bucks the couch.
He does.
It's a thing. Yeah. We all have our thing.
Yeah. Combo.
Now, you get to an age, right, Dunos, where it's like you buy stuff for your house and it just makes you feel
so good. You know what fucking blew my mind the other day?
What?
I went to, shout out my boy from Ignite. Huge smoke shop. But they huge graffiti shit they got in there. Dog, I was in there. They had some cool ass scents. I was buying all types of shit. That was like,
incense?
Yeah, I was just like, oh, this shit smoked up for my room. This for my shit. I even bought the little things. And there's like a, I bought like a, I brought, I bought a, a little like dolphin for the bathroom because you know it's water.
Yeah.
I put a whole thing. And then I bought like the little panda for my room.
Yeah.
And then I bought a little frog for the kitchen, all types of shit.
Yeah.
Just take the motherfuckers in there, light that motherfucker up.
Yeah.
The fool, I got a record player. I just shout out my boy Rudy. He gave me the Eastsiders one.
Love
it. That's record player. So
that's dope.
I'm collecting shit now.
Wait till he sees about room spray that he doesn't have to clean up.
Dude, one of my favorite things about this podcast is Duno figuring out life.
Duno learning. Last episode, he learned about car insurance.
He did. What do you mean learned about car insurance?
He learned about car insurance. He learned that depending on where you live, the price is going to go up or down.
Yeah, your age, your car, all that matters.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah, we went through that.
I knew the age and the fucking, your credit, all that. I didn't know it went based on where you live. I think that's fucked up.
It is.
It is fucked up.
For the insurance company, it's like, no, they're being smart.
Yeah, they think about everything.
Yeah. So, I mean, I figured it out, but I was like, oh, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I called the Water and Power the other day, and I was like, hey, I'm trying to, you know, sign up for this bullshit.
I love it.
Look
at our little baby.
They're like, you want to pay monthly? I was like, I have a business. You can just, you know, charge it to the business every month. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I'm doing shit like that now. It's cool.
I know you guys have to go. I have one more car question. I didn't know you guys were into cars like that. What about old, like classic cars? I've been thinking about buying an El Camino. I've always wanted to
call that,
you know? I know. I've always wanted one. But now I'm like, bro, I want a lowrider. It's just my thing for me, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys like classic cars? Is there a is there a car that you grew up like, oh my God, this is the car?
Yeah.
Talk to me.
For me, it's like one of those like Mustang 69 fastbacks, like from what's the movie?
Exactly what you're talking about.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that shit is sick.
Those are hard.
Those are hard, bro.
So if you were a car, you'd be a Mustang.
That would be that.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, pull
but the old ones, though.
Yeah, same, bro. The Mustang fastback, the Novas, my car is the Impala from the Doctor's Advocate from the game.
Come
like that black
on.
One. Yeah, that wheels. Like, that's like my dream, like Impala. Yeah. And I've been kicking it a lot with. Shout out to the Humilde family, like Jimmy and stuff.
Humilde, come on.
He got like the hardest fucking ones.
He has a crazy lowrider car.
His garage is insane, bro.
Yeah.
At his compound, it's insane. Shout out to Jimmy if he's watching this.
Yeah.
But like something like that, but like from the Doctor's Advocate, shout out to that album, because that album made me the motherfucking fire now.
Hell yeah.
That Black Impala is something that I'm striving for.
That's like a what, 62?
Something like that, bro. Something like
it's
that.
It's player, though.
Let's Ride video, right?
Uh-huh. And then I want to just go down Ventura Boulevard, just bumping like fucking some old ass like... Zapp and Roger.
Like oldies,
Zapp and Roger. Yeah.
It's legal
ball
now, so
it is.
Hey.
To the ounce.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Do I have an
No, I didn't care for if you
okay, what's yours?
No, I don't.
Because they have to
I don't know.
To him, an old car is like our cars growing up.
I definitely wanna I bought a Tahoe 2 years ago.
Oh,
and I regret giving it away. So,
wow,
I want to rebuy a Tahoe, fix it up, get it all black, get some things on it,
like,
big T's on them bitches. And that's just...
Like a new Tahoe?
Nah, like the old school one.
Oh, like a 02. Like a 2000, like a 98, the square body Tahoes, the two-door ones. Jeez. Those are sick.
Oh, the two-door
ones.
Sick.
Bro, shout out my older homie Creeper. He always had one growing up. And I seen him recently, man. The homie's mom passed away, which was his sister, R.I.P. Cynthia.
R.I.P.
Great person, you know what I'm saying? So, and he had it there, and I was like, look, fool, I'm going to fix it. I want to get a car like this. I was telling him, and he's like, oh, fool, just go here. And I had one, but I should have never sold it.
Why did you sell it?
Because I just had it at the house, and we didn't have an extra parking. Now we have an extra parking. So I'm like, I want to get this motherfucker, fix it up, get some big-ass rims on it.
That'd be hard.
Those are comfortable, too.
And go on a road trip with all the homies, just like how we used to be. That motherfucker. I'm ready. I want an old school Tahoe and just be able to fix it up.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure for me. My dad's in a car club.
Oh.
So it's like, I got to either come hard or don't. Like, so I'm like, I got to get rich.
Just tell your dad.
Yeah.
No, that's not an option. It's like, you need your own car to be in the car club. You know what I'm saying? But I like a 65 Impala. And I told my dad, and then he got really offended because he has a 64. He's like, what's wrong with 64s?
They literally look the same.
Well, he's like, I thought we were going to ride the same car together. And I'm just like, I
got to
be different. I was like, you know what I mean?
Oh. Oh. To have a dad? Because we all have dads. Duno has a dad.
Well,
R.I.P.
Yeah,
R.I.P.
Sorry.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Yeah, but imagine like my dad, like, I thought we were going to smoke the same shit.
Angie, do you have a dream? I dream classic car? In San Diego.
I'm just happy you have that sense of humor, bro. Honestly, that's
shout out my pal, man. He's a good
R.I.P.
That's so funny. But, bro. I didn't imagine. I thought we were gonna smoke the same shit, dog. Like, ah.
Wow.
You got your own there, buddy. Okay.
Angie, do you have a car?
I don't.
That...
I don't. If anything, I mean, I don't even know how to ride one, but I'll learn.
Okay, don't look at me like that. Hey, yo. Say that.
No, I was gonna say, if
I'm a
anything,
man. I'm not married.
You're not. I don't even have a girl. Whoa. At least I have a man.
Ooh. Damn.
Yeah. All right.
You don't even know when you want to get married or have kids.
So what?
Get pregnant already.
Grow up.
Okay. You guys, we love each other. Yeah. I love you.
We're all friends.
All right. Look, Josh, Sebas, thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you guys.
This was really fun.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. We got to get you guys on La Platica.
Yeah, shout out to La Platica. And of course, you already know where you can find him, but on YouTube and Instagram, La Platica.
Appreciate
that. Josh Leyva, I Sebas. Why is it I Sebas? Because they always tell, like, does Karen always be like, I Sebas, or what is it?
It's that, and it's like, you said, like,
Finally,
somebody me descubrió. Just like that.
Ultras.
Yeah. And
Ultras. I like ultras. Low calorie.
Mondays don't suck with La Platica.
Thank you.
No.
Appreciate
you guys a lot.
What?
Bro, sometimes he posts at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
To get it in.
It's good, bro. I find out it's when. When we're consistent like that, it's people just expect it.
Yeah.
And it's before their commute to work. And then I think about the people in the East Coast too.
Yeah. Just consider it.
Yeah.
Consider it.
When do you guys upload? Do you guys have like a specific day?
We're not very much considered like you guys.
No, we are. Thursdays from at 11 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or at least that's what our banner on YouTube says, you guys.
Yeah.
11 a.m.
It's not just Letty being an asshole.
No, it's
it's on the banner, guys.
It's literally on the banner. Oh, I didn't know. We didn't confirm what it says right there.
Pacific
or Eastern. That's good.
Man, shout out. Thank you guys for coming.
Let's give a standing ovation.
You guys
were no, come on. Don't give me a standing ovation.
You're out of frame.
It looks like Wizard Kelly.
No, I was very excited when Dunos and Yaelin.
La Más Viral.
Hit us up. I said, yeah, immediately. So it's you thank
you guys. You guys can hit me up too, by the way.
Josh, you know what I'm saying?
We'll lock in. We'll start a group chat. And then we'll talk shit about
can we get a promo code for Salute?
Yeah, we got y'all for sure. We
should have that for a while.
I know. We talked about that.
But use it.
That's easy.
Will you?
Yeah.
Just use it.
Yeah, oh no, I do. Shout out.
That shit is good.
I think I
had some. She gave me
Jamaica.
Some.
Yeah,
Jamaica's crazy.
My mom loves it too. I gave some to her. She's like, this shit is bomb.
Yeah, my mom's getting a little older, so she likes the little relaxer
joint. The sleepy one?
Yeah, the sleepy joint. Crazy, bro.
I told the homies do that instead of like popping perks, you know?
Yeah, that's
good. Yeah.
That's sound advice.
That's sound
advice.
That's not like a good promo.
You're on to something, bro. You're on to something,
D. Why are you going
to
mix lean with soda when you can mix salud with a water?
Wow. Yeah. Healthy.
Five calories.
No lean belly. No lean belly. Come on.
You know what I mean?
And then he's like, I'm going to use this shit. I'm going to use that. Hit me later. I got a couple guys.
Wrap us up, Duno.
Man, thank y'all for coming. This has been another episode of the Brown Bag Podcast, episode 122 with La Platiquita.
Wow.
Thank you guys. I appreciate that.
Love
you.
And shout out the motherfucking Watcha in the back.
The Watcha.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. For real.
See, I got you.